Well, this morning I want you to have your Bible open to 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We are going to resume and continue our series on Be Like, doing some character studies of men and women from the Bible, those that we need to look to, those that we need to imitate. And today we're going to look at David. The phrase David and Goliath has come to stand for any mismatch in which an underdog takes an unexpected victory. The story of the little shepherd boy defeating the giant was one of the first steps that David took in becoming the greatest king of Israel's history. It's inspired many people even to today. But it wasn't just a story. It really happened. This Bible account is important because we all face giants in our lives today. Giants in many different forms. Anything that would cause a paralyzing fear in your life would be such a giant. Perhaps your giant is a Christian, is a person who's making it difficult for you to be a Christian. Maybe it's someone who is mocking or making fun of you, giving you a hard time for trying to live a Christian life. Maybe your giant is a difficult decision that you have to make. It's not a decision you want to make, and it's not easy for you, but it's been forced upon you, and there's your giant that you have to face. Maybe your giant is some trouble in your personal life in one area or another that you would just as soon avoid. You'd like to run away from, but you know you can't. You have to face it and overcome it. Maybe your giant is a bad habit that you've struggled with and you just can't overcome it. You can't break that habit. We all face giants in our lives. And facing giants is one area where we need strong faith. And this account is recorded for us so that we can strengthen our faith. I want to look at the threat that was posed by Goliath. Then I want to look at how David faced that threat, how he faced that challenge and gained that victory. And along the way, let's make some application to our lives. The army of the Philistines was encamped against the army of Israel. Each army had won victories in this on-again, off-again skirmish, but at this particular time, the Philistines had the upper hand. They had an advantage. They had a champion. They had a giant. They had Goliath. The Bible describes Goliath in a very intimidating way. I want to read the text, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 4 through 7, I want to read it from the Christian Standard Bible. Let's read these verses. Then a champion named Goliath from Gath came out from the Philistine camp. He was 9 feet 9 inches tall and wore a bronze helmet and bronze scale armor that weighed 125 pounds. There was a bronze armor on his shins, and a bronze javelin was slung between his shoulders. His spear shaft was like a weaver's beam, and the iron point of his spear weighed 15 pounds. In addition, a shield bearer was walking in front of him. Wanted to read from that translation because it doesn't deal with the cubits and the shekels, but go straight to the measurements that we're familiar with today. Here, emerging from the Philistine camp, was a well-decorated and well-armored foe, 9 feet and 9 inches tall. Imagine standing in front of this man. What it would have been like. Goliath proposed a challenge. He said, I will fight your champion. The two of us will fight one-on-one, and the one who wins will gain the victory. The one who wins, the one that loses, will lose this battle. No need for all the bloodshed. Let two of us fight, let only one die. Confident of his ability to win, Goliath went on to say in verse 10, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Goliath was defying the army. He was insulting the army of Israel, but in fact what he was doing was insulting Israel's God. Well, this scare tactic worked. The men of Israel looked upon Goliath, and they saw an impossible task. Verse 11 says, when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Well, they didn't have to see this just once. Verse 16 says that Goliath would step forward two times a day and issue this challenge 40 days in a row. This giant wasn't going away. This problem that they were facing wasn't going to disappear. It was there every day. And the whole army of Israel was paralyzed by fear. Well removed from this battle line was a young shepherd boy named David. And the text makes it very clear that David was way too young to enlist as a soldier. He didn't belong there in that battle line. He didn't belong there. But his father sent him. His three oldest brothers were fighting there, and his father sent some supplies. Go, give these to your brothers, check on your brothers, bring back word to me. And so David, he approaches the battlefield, and he sees and hears Goliath for the first time. And that brings about David's indignation. He heard Goliath and he heard him taunt the army of Israel. Then David spoke, verse 26. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Do you notice an immediate contrast between David and every other Israelite there, starting with Saul and going all the way down? They were all afraid. David was angry. How dare this man say these things about God and say these things about God's people? Who's going to do something about this? You see, our faith makes all the difference in the world. Our faith can change our entire perspective on a matter. The men of Israel saw a well-armed and well-trained giant. David saw an arrogant blasphemer who dared to defy the armies of the living God. And notice he calls him the uncircumcised Philistine. Circumcision was a sign of God's covenant. And to say that one was uncircumcised, well, it said a number of non-flattering things about them from a Jewish perspective. But it also indicated this man is not in a covenant relationship with God. This man does not have God's protection. This man is defeated as he stands there before us. And none of you can see that. And none of you can understand that. David expressed his disappointment that none of the Israelites had taken Goliath up on this challenge. In verses 28 and 29, now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger was aroused against David. And he said, why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? In essence, he's asking, why hasn't someone done something about this? I have a reason to be upset about this. I have a reason to be saying these things. I have a reason to be asking why no one is stepping forward to take down this man. There's a reason for this. Why hasn't anyone done anything? Well, our giants today can be very intimidating. Maybe they don't stand 9 feet 9 inches tall, but they can be very intimidating. When our young people go to school and they encounter for the first time a teacher who teaches evolution not as a theory, but as a fact, that's going to be a challenge for them. It's going to be a challenge. When we encounter the atheist who ridicules our faith and defies our God, that can be a challenge for us, worldly people who put us down because we're not going along with the ever-changing trends of the world around about us. That can be intimidating to us as well. But when we look at these situations through our eyes of faith, we see them for what they really are. The giants are already defeated. We are more than conquerors through Christ. We also see David's courage in facing this giant. The words that were spoken by David soon spread throughout the camp and came to the attention of King Saul. David had confidence to face Goliath. Look at verse 34. Verse 34, let's read verses 34 through 37. But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." Moreover, David said, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Saul hadn't heard that kind of courage from any of his men for 40 days. He didn't even have this kind of courage himself, but he couldn't argue with the courage that was coming from this young man of faith and told him, "Go, you have my blessing. You go and you represent us and you face this challenger." David's faith was based on what God had done for him in the past. Notice, I faced a bear, I faced a lion, and God delivered me from them, and I know that God will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Goliath's confidence came from his size and his training and his armor. And David's confidence came from his faith. Be like David and have that kind of faith. Our faith is based on the Word of God. Now, maybe we've not overcome the bear and the lion in our personal lives, but we can read about David doing so. And we can read about these other champions of faith that God delivered. And these things are written for us, for our learning. Romans chapter 15, verse 4, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." So our faith needs to be strengthened, as David's was. And it's strengthened by going to the Scriptures, going to 1 Samuel chapter 17, and reading and seeing how God gives the victory. And that's exactly what he did for David. We read of David's victory here. Saul, you remember Saul tried to outfit David with his armor, and he couldn't wear it? We can't wear someone else's armor. We have to put on the whole armor of God ourselves. We have to wear it ourselves. We can't be equipped by someone else. Young people, you need your own faith to defeat your giants. It's great that your parents have faith and your grandparents have faith, but you need your own faith to face your giants. You can't wear someone else's armor. Well, instead of wearing armor, he battled this giant in the way that he knew how. He went and he chose 5 smooth stones from the brook, took his sling, and stepped out onto the battlefield to accept Goliath's challenge. Well, Goliath saw that he finally had a challenger. But then he looked and he saw that it was just a boy. So the Philistine said to David, verse 43, "Am I a dog that you have come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beast of the field." See, he's well trained, Goliath is. Not only does he know how to look the part, but he knows how to speak the part as well. He knows how to intimidate. You step just one step forward, and you're as good as dead. But notice how David responds. He's not intimidated by the unbeliever. He's ever confident with his faith. "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Notice the reason that David is facing Goliath. It's not because Goliath came and stood and cursed David and belittled David. It's because Goliath came and stood and defied God. And for that reason, David stepped forward. He had insulted and sinned against God. And this victory was going to send a message, not just to all the nations. It would send a message especially to that frightened army to his back. And it would instill the faith that they needed to be God's people and to win his battles in the future. And yes, indeed, God had chosen a man after his own heart to be the next king of Israel. We send that same message today when we choose to walk by faith. When we allow the giants of this world to intimidate us and we draw back and we hide our faith with fear, Satan wins the victory. He wins that battle. But if we will let our light shine in this world, and we'll let that light be governed by and fueled by our faith, then the world will see. Do your good works before men. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, Jesus says. In Matthew chapter 5 and at verse 16. Verse 48, we continue reading. "So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine." That detail had always escaped me until studying for this particular lesson. Notice the text says that not only did David go to meet the giant, he ran to him. And he didn't just run to Goliath. The text says he ran towards the entire Philistine army. He was ready to take them all on. He'd already told him, "I'm going to give your carcasses to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." And with this courage, he runs to face the entire army. Then David put his hand in the bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted. All of a sudden, they've got faith. All of a sudden, they've got courage. But it took David. It took David defeating that giant. But now they've got the courage. They arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road to Shearim, even as far as Gath and Ekron. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. He won the victory. And when he acted on his faith, notice how it encouraged the faith of others. When you and I are facing a giant, sometimes we face these giants in secret. Sometimes we face them alone. We're never really alone. God is always there. And sometimes we do so alone. But when we face our giants and others know of it, it gives them courage. Yes, people are watching. Not only is the world watching, but our brethren are watching as well. And it may be that some younger Christians are counting on you to face your giant. And they're going to draw courage from that. And younger Christians, you may encourage those of us who are older by having the courage to stand and to face your giants. We encourage one another. But with that courage came the victory. And when that victory, it not only turned the tide of this particular war, but it also propelled David on his way to be the next king and the greatest king of Israel. What do we learn from this? Why is it that we need to be like David? There are a lot of things about David we don't need to imitate. We don't need to follow. But 1 Samuel chapter 17, most definitely one of those areas that we need to imitate. A pattern that we need to follow. What do we learn? Well, we learn that both fear and faith are contagious. Remember in the battles that preceded this in Israel's history, if anyone was fearful, he was told to leave. Why? Because that fear is contagious. But so is courage, and so is faith. So let your faith shine and be courageous. The Israelites were terrified of Goliath. All these men could see was a giant that couldn't be beaten. But David saw things for how they really were. His faith gave him a different perspective. He saw an unbeliever who dared to defy God, who stood defeated before him. He just had to act in faith. David expressed his faith in God's power to deliver, and he won the victory. And so we need to be like David. We need to overcome our giants by walking by faith. The battle belongs to the Lord. That's what we read David saying, and that's what we sang, and I appreciate Jason leading that song. The battle belongs to the Lord, but the victory is only given if we fight with faith and overcome. So let's be like David. Let's pray. Our righteous Father, we are thankful for the strength, for the protection, for the power and the victory that you give us. That you do not remove us from a world that is filled with giants, but you give us faith that we need to face them, to accept the challenge, to grow and to develop, to set a good example to encourage others. We pray that you would be with each and every one of us as we face the giants in our own lives. Help us never to cower in fear, but to stand strong in faith, knowing that you give the victory if we will but act. We ask that you would bless us and be with us as we serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.